L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Peter Frankopan. The Earth transformed. An untold history. This has to do with natural resources and exploitation. We no longer cut down huge forests. Well, not on purpose. But I learned from Peter's reporting that one cotton shirt requires 2,700 liters of fresh water. I'm stunned, Peter. Is that a factor in the cotton industry? I know they've done a lot of work about blood cotton, but the use of water seems reckless. Is there comment on this generally?
Yeah, I mean, that amount of water, to just under 3,000 liters of fresh water is the equivalent of a person's drinking needs for 2.5 years. And a pair of jeans, it's about three times that amount. The global fashion industry produces around about 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions averaged out. And some projections put it that in the next 20 years, that's going to treble. So I think that my job as an educator and as a professor is to give people more knowledge than perhaps they had beforehand, and to let them make their own decisions about how they use that. But I hadn't realized the level of waste, for example, around food. So we waste globally around 930 million tons of perfectly edible food that, if you put that all in 40-ton trucks, would stretch around the world seven times round, 231 million trucks. So there are 23 million trucks would stretch around the world seven times round. So the wastage that we go through because of the way we make things, the way we discard things, the way we throw things away, looks to me totally unsustainable. And of course, we individually, we're quite good. I think no one really opens the window of their car and chucks trash out onto the sidewalk. No one deliberately throws food away from their fridge because they can't be bothered, you know. But the way in which we don't realize what those cycles of intensive farming, or why do we need to the fruit that we eat to look perfect rather than being slightly crooked, there's expectations we have around what perfection means that here in the UK, a report that came out last week shows that farms in the UK destroy the equivalent of 18 million meals every day. And we have in the UK, just like you have in the US, about 20% of our population who are under the age of 18 living in conditions that are benchmarked by the United Nations as poverty. So our ability to be more efficient, to not waste stuff, to be able to understand how the things that we make, how they're made. You know, there are 20,000 plastic bottles are sold per second with sodas in them. That perhaps there are ways in which we can modify very slightly the way we live that would be economically fruitful as well as being more beneficial. But to be able to do that, you need to have a good education that explains to you where stuff comes from and what its consequences are.
If your book was a novel, I would say this is the point where we learn that our advanced trade in civilization is brittle and we're about to watch a breakdown. But it's not a novel. It's an observation. Do you hear the message that you've provided and explicated being echoed and heard on media these days? You started as a child watching Concern About Acid Rain. Do you hear it today, Peter?
Yes, and I'm pragmatic and I'm optimistic. I mean, I do lots of work at the moment with climate scientists and innovation and technologies around things that will make our world much better than we think. But I suppose one of the morals of the book, and as my role as a job as a historian, is to say the first thing you said, John, when you introduced me, is you've got to be lucky. And the problem about being lucky is you've got to be lucky all the time. And if you're unlucky, then you're in the wrong place in the wrong time and things can go very badly wrong. And unfortunately, those dividends are not shared equally. And it always hits the people who are most vulnerable and least able to cope first and hardest. And from that flow a series of consequences that will be different in every different corner of the world, in every different state. So it's about trying to work out what those might be and how to prepare for them, and also how to build up that we maximize the opportunities so we do the best we possibly can.
Peter Frankopan, The Earth Transformed, An Untold Story. Highly recommended. I'm John Batchelor.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. Thank you, John, for talking to me.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.